AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Close to 2,000 people are dead in Nepal following yesterday's magnitude 7.8 earthquake that leveled many homes and buildings in the country. Manuka Ban is a student from Nepal studying in the U.S. She says she's been able to get in touch with a few relatives and friends.
It's kind of like sad and frustrating at this point to keep waiting for them to call me and give the information. But yes, I have been able to talk to them a couple of times, and it's really sad, but they are holding together.
The quake touched off a massive avalanche on Mount Everest, sending tons of snow and ice onto a base camp full of climbers. AP's Tim Sullivan reports from New Delhi that at least 17 climbers and others have been killed.
At base camp, it's not a good situation there now. A lot of tents were destroyed. They really don't know how many people are dead or even know how many people are missing.
Google says one of its executives, Dan Friedenberg, died in the avalanche. Three other Google employees are safe. At least four people are missing after a number of sailboats racing in a regatta were capsized by a thunderstorm on Alabama's Mobile Bay. One man was rescued last night. The Coast Guard says the search is continuing. Another person is confirmed dead. A day of protests in the streets of Baltimore. Freddie Gray is a 25-year-old man who died of a spinal cord injury a week ago after being arrested by police. Some of the demonstrators turned violent, smashing storefront windows and car windshields. Gray's twin sister, Frederica, called for calm.
Can y'all please stop the violence? Freddie Gray would not want this. Freddie's father and mother does not want no violence. Violence does not get justice.
Baltimore Police Commissioner Anthony Batt says there have been a dozen arrests for crimes, including two armed robberies, several assaults, and the looting of a convenience store. This is AP Radio News. President Obama tosses a few zingers at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. Russ Simpson has more.
President Obama poked fun at Hillary Clinton, who would like to succeed him.
Just a few weeks ago, she was making millions of dollars a year, and she's now living out of a van in Iowa.
Obama also poked fun at Vice President Biden.
We've gotten so close in some places in Indiana, they won't serve us pizza anymore.
Cecily Strong from Saturday Night Live also took a poke at Biden.
I took Amtrak here. It was way more luxurious than I thought. Did you know that they have massage seats available on those trains? All you need to do is sit in front of Joe Biden.
I'm Ross Simpson.
Golden State Warriors in the second round of the NBA playoffs, eliminating New Orleans in four games, taking the final contest 109-98 on the road. Milwaukee stays alive, 92-90 win at home over Chicago. The Bulls have a 3-1 edge in that series. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.